on here. Well, Coach, tough game here tonight. The shooting wasn't there. I thought you had good shots. Second quarter, you fall behind 15, and then you get it to within five. You had to love your effort from your team tonight, coming back and fighting, but just not enough in the end.
No, it wasn't. You get into situations where you're down by double digits to that team. It's very, very difficult to get enough stops to claw back into it. And I was very proud of our guys' effort. I thought they had a good attitude. I thought we really competed. We cut into it. We gave ourselves a chance. Like you said, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. I thought, it was a really physical game both ways, and that's just fine. So we got to finish better. I think some of that is, you get sped up and you don't really focus on the finish. You're just trying to get it up and out of your hand. And so we had some opportunities, but, we couldn't, especially early, we couldn't finish at the rim. And, I applaud, our guys' effort because it's always there. Just got to do a little bit better job, handling pressure and getting into our offense. At times, when Eloy's got it, we're pretty good as far as getting into it. Mm-hmm. But getting everybody on the same page, because again, all these guys are getting bumped, they're getting bodied, and that's fine. We just got to do a better job of settling in and running some of our stuff. And with that comes, really working for positioning. I thought Jackson did a pretty good job. There were times that, he started to try to post up a little bit too far out, and then he was just trying to back him down instead of getting low, getting behind the defense. Mm-hmm. So some things that we can work on, but I've said it before, our effort's never anything that I'm going to question. Yeah. And I was proud of these guys for continuing to battle.
Oh, it was a fight there at Jackson. I think it seemed like for a second straight game really hurt you guys when he would get into foul trouble again.
I think everybody anybody around here knows that's going to be a hit to us if he gets in foul trouble. I thought he did a good job of coming back in that second quarter and playing without getting another one. Mm-hmm. So him and Eloy both, when those two are not on the floor, it puts a little damper in our offense because, Eloy is our guy that sets up and runs everything. And when he's not out there, it's not the same. It doesn't matter who it is. I thought Brooks gave us a very, very good minutes defensively. He was challenging Deshaun, and he got a little chippy between the two of them. But Brooks has never wanted to back away from a little battle, and so I was very proud of him. I thought Avery continued to get better tonight. He cuts well. It's a very tough team, and they're not ranked what they are for no reason. They are very, very good. They spread the floor well. They handle the ball well, and they got guys that they can kick it out to and shoot it. Isaiah does a great job down in the post. I mean, he's very long. He's physical. So tough loss, but nothing to hang our heads about. We got to continue to get better and look forward to Tuesday.
Well, what also is so tough about playing Hugoton is just their balance across the board there. And it's not just one or two players that score from. Yeah, Deshaun ended up with 16 points, but had a lot of those down the stretch and took over the game. But it's just you got to guard pretty much all five positions on a consistent basis.
Without a doubt. I mean, and Trey's done a good job with that group and that offense. It clicks pretty well. And when you've got a point guard like Deshaun, I mean, it makes everything else, more challenging because you got to keep him in front of you, which is not easy whatsoever. And then when a guy does give help, they got another guy either ready to drive it or ready to shoot it, and it makes it tough. I think a lot of what they do is playing through that dribble drive, that dribble drive offense, and they do a very good job of it. And scouting report defense for us was actually pretty solid. We know who we're going to sag off of, but Emmett does a very good job of getting downhill and not wasting time when he does it. So still puts pressure on you, and like you said, you got to guard all five spots regardless of what subs they bring in.
Here's a testament for your defense. You get an average of 71 points a game.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Three times this year, they've been held under 50 points. One of those is Life Prep. The other two, Scott City.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we said. We got to hang our hat on something, and it's going to be our defense. Our defense, again, gave us an opportunity, especially in that third quarter. We got caught up in going too fast and made some poor decisions and some turnovers that, gave them the ball right back, and they capitalized on it. So, I mean, a lot of missed opportunities for us, especially in the first half. I think we were 2 for 13 or something like that from two. which is insane. But to still have a chance against that team, it says a lot about our defense.
That's kind of what I said at halftime. I think you were under 30%, and they were around 50%, and you're only down 9, and you had to feel like you're still in this game somehow.
Yeah, I know. it did. It seemed like it was getting away from us, and our defense kept getting stops. But, again, when you do get down, mm-hmm. you know, 10 to 15 points, to get that many stops against that team is very, very difficult. And we got it back to 5. It just couldn't close it any closer.
Well, Tuesday, another home game, senior night for your senior crew, and a very good Goodland Cowboy team coming to town.
Very, very good. Very long. Got guys that can shoot it. Very athletic. It's a game I know our guys are eager to get due to the fact, I mean, we played them pretty close up there right before Christmas, seemed like forever ago. Yeah. And, you know, it's a team that's, I would say they're playing better than they were at that point in time, which you'd like to think. We're going to have to be smart with the ball because they're going to put Cure up on top of a 1-2-2 press most of the time. And I think everybody in the state knows how athletic he is. So he's pretty long. He makes it tough. So we got to be smart with the ball. It's a game where we can't have 18 turnovers or you know, things like that, because he's going to turn those into dunks and points pretty fast.
Well, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And thanks again for the time. A great effort. A fun game for you guys here tonight. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.